That's good to go straight off the bat. We're in.
Bing, bong, boom.
Bing, bong, boo, boo, boom. This feels like, because you're the first person that sat on the other end of the desk since I moved it, it feels like a weird job interview. Tell me, why do you want to join the podcast?
I didn't interview you, did I?
No, you didn't. Well, did you? No, Royce, you didn't. Did you? No, Royce did.
Who did I interview?
Royce did my little interview.
I interviewed someone.
Mm.
Who did I interview, man? Who was there?
Many years ago.
Who was there with you?
Archie?
Nah, Ollie.
Ollie, did you interview Ollie? Yeah. Oh, what a fucking waste of time.
Yeah, mate, he had the best interview I've ever seen.
Really?
He smashed it out of the park.
Yeah, but he had the gift of the gab though, didn't he? Little pikey. Yeah.
I actually really like Ollie, man. I've got a lot of time for Ollie.
I like Ollie.
He's a Wally though.
Ollie the Wally.
Yeah, nice kid though. Good lad.
Zero relevance.
He's a good lad.
To podcast.
No, I don't know why. It's because you're saying you're interviewing me. Just give me a little Friday throwback, didn't it?
Yep, that's about it really. You know what I mean?
I think I should start. So we don't start on, so we can, you know, start on a negative and then head up positive.
Yeah. Start with the shit and end with the good.
Yeah, sorry, Sam. Grand Plouffe Flanty.
Oh,
really.
Yes. Oh, my God. Ah. Oh, yeah. How could I have for the entire week?
Yeah,
I forgot that you were fucking doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
what did we say last episode? Oh, this is just, you know, the excitement that you just had that you were not ill anymore. This is the same excitement, because what did we say last episode? Didn't you say that you were going to play it through and through?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you play it through and through?
Fuck no, bro.
yes, baby.
I've been ill for starters, but I have played it.
Yeah.
Shit, innit? I'll be honest. And I feel really bad because Sam actually messaged us on WhatsApp. On WhatsApp? On
the Patreon?
No, on Twitter.
Oh, did he?
And he said that he was like, you know, he's proud of me, man.
Mm.
He said, fair play for giving Grand Blue Fantasy Relink a go, mate. Main quest is brilliant and the battles get better and better. It gets darker too, so don't worry, lol. Main quest is like 15 to 20 hours, so well worth it. And let me know how it goes on the next pod. I said I should report back with my findings on Friday.
So. I always feel terrible for Sam because he is he's so supportive of the podcast and offers us so much insight into gaming, like his reviews and information that he gives and things like that. Like, you can tell this guy is a serious gamer. So whenever he recommends a game or something like that and you play it, I think, yeah, like fucking decent shit. And Grand Blue Fantasy was just one of those where I just couldn't, because I feel like the gameplay itself is all right. But after the podcast last week, what did we do? Just before you left, I went on YouTube and then found all the quips of all the weird anime shit that gets said. And Ash was like, surely this ain't what they're really like. I was like, confirm?
Yeah, I can confirm.
Let's go, team.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, the game isn't inherently bad, right? Let's just, let me put that right. I'm not saying the game's shit or the game's bad, but I can't get with that shit. That's not my jam. Do you know what I mean? It's like when we were playing Final Fantasy fucking 16 or whatever it was. We were both playing it, smashing it. I was loving it. And then we was just like, come on, this is ending, bro. It's getting a bit much now.
Mm.
And it's like, I'll travel across here to talk to this person. And then it's the same shit they did in the MMO, except it's not an MMO. Just fucking constant back and forth.
Yep.
And just if instead of saying, oh, Reese, would you mind picking up that cup for me? The amount of dialogue just to ask that simple question in these games is far too much, and I haven't got the patience for that. Unless it's meaningful dialogue, I don't want to hear it. The start of the game is just, it was just boring. I didn't find it interesting. The enemies, I was hitting them and they were just not even reacting to me hitting them, if you know what I mean. The dragon was cool. That comes up. I don't know if you remember, you're on an airship and then the dragon comes up, Bahamut or whatever it is, which is cool. But then, as with all these sort of games, I find, like Final Fantasy included, the boss is cool. I love the boss.
Yep.
But it just takes 45 minutes to kill it.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, I get it. You do four moves and I just press square, triangle, 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 and we just do this until it's over. But it's just, too much, if you know what I mean. I know I'm going to beat you.
Mm-hmm.
You're just wasting my time.
Yeah, this is too easy and this is not a challenge.
Exactly. And that bores me. So that happened right at the beginning. And then the story, I didn't give it enough time to actually understand exactly what's going on. But it's all that instant, like, go and talk to this person and then talk to this person, then talk to this person, then talk to this person, does this and this person does that. And I'm just like, mm-hmm. boring. I need more fun before boring. I get to this boring shit. So yeah, in the end, I was just skipping dialogue, which I never do. I was like, skip, get me to the fun part. Not even that. I went one step further, something I never, ever do. I was skipping cutscenes, bruv. Because you get into a cutscene and it says, you press a button to skip and it comes up basically a synopsis of what is happening in the cutscene.
Yeah, I was doing the
same. So I was like, nothing interesting, skip. Nothing, no fighting, skip.
Yep.
And I took a quest on, went into a forest, attacked these monsters, fine. And then I went to get another quest and it was like something similar. I was back in the same forest, in the same arena, fighting the same people. I was like, fuck this. I can't continue on.
Did you like how positive all the characters are all the fucking time with everything that you do?
Because I don't like that style.
It's
and that's
so annoying.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, I think you have to be well into anime to vibe with that. And we've discussed it before, I'm only really into like Berserk, which is like really, like, not even just the tone being dark, but the aesthetic of it is like dark. Do you know what I mean? It's the equivalent of Final Fantasy Online to World of Warcraft, like the Darklands or whatever you want to call it. There's no, it's just pure color and sparkles. And I like my anime dark, like Cyberpunk, bloody and
it's just mental. Fucking cringe. Yeah, is cringe. What it was. It was very, very. But like when you, like, I'm just having a quick look at the reviews, and I mean, this person has 154 hours on record, and it's very positive reviews.
But I think 35,000 of them. That it's not the game; it's me.
It is us. Yeah, 100%. Because you're trying to put a triangle shape into a square hole. We just aren't anime fans. I mean, I'm not an anime fan. Full stop. I just don't find it interesting.
But
it doesn't entice me
to a degree. You have to enjoy it. Like, you loved Edge Runners, didn't you?
Yeah. Maybe.
So you're like me. It has to be a very specific anime.
Yeah. I like it with a bit of grit. And
exactly.
Like that. I said, when I played Grand Blue Fantasy and then stopped playing it, it's just so. Oh, sorry to our friends over the water. It's just so fucking American. It's so like Japanese turned American. It's so fucking happy and positive and we can save the world. Shut the fuck up.
Good job.
Yeah, I hated that.
Great hit.
Yeah, shut the fuck up. Just shut up.
That was close.
Yeah, it's so annoying,
it's over
man.
And over again.
So annoying. And then I didn't remember the synopsis thing until you just mentioned it, but I was doing that. Where it just gave you a fucking brief thing of everything that had gone on. Yeah, fuck the cutscenes off, they were shit. Just not our cup of tea, which is a shame because it says that it's got very positive reviews and I'm sure it's absolutely fine, but it's just not okay for us.
I think, as I say, going back, I think that's mainly why I didn't really play Final Fantasy VII when I was a kid, because a lot of people have got nostalgia for Final Fantasy VII and I haven't got that, hence why I smashed through Remake before Rebirth came out. And I played Rebirth. It was amazing. But I haven't got that nostalgia for the characters. I'm just like, it's all right. It's a good game. But
yeah, I never touched Final Fantasy either, so I don't have any of that.
But it's all very similar in that. Yeah, let's go, guys.
If I'm perfectly honest, I don't understand why the fuck people like Final Fantasy as much as they do. I really don't get it.
Because they're anime fans.
Not saying that it's bad at all. I just don't, and I'm sure it'll be the same way where people look at me with something like World of Warcraft. I just don't understand it at all. I don't like the aesthetic. I don't like the way everything looks. I don't like the combat styles of it. I just don't like it.
I think that's why I did vibe with Final Fantasy 16 more, because it took a much more serious tone. It was much more like cut and dry and straight to the point in terms of, it still had the nonsensey quests and that, but it was more serious, whereas Final Fantasy is always like, I don't know, girls swinging around with umbrellas and short skirts and they fire flowers at people. See, and I'm just like, it's not for me, man.
I just felt like when we played that, the minute that I found out you could get that talisman thing that just made all of your abilities combos, So you could just keep spamming square as much as you wanted, and then you could have that paired with the other one where it automatically dodges for you. And I was like, well, that's just immediately sucked all the fun out of it. I mean, the combat weren't fucking difficult in the first place, but now you've just made it even easier. And then a 6-hour cutscene in between fucking quests. It was just, fuck me. Not my cup of tea.
Yeah, that's the problem. As I say, I think them sort of games, they are...
That's
if you like them, you like them. If you don't, you don't. They're Marmite, aren't they?
That's a burn from Final Fantasy Online. I shouldn't have to put 100 hours plus into a game for it to be enjoyable. There is no way in hell that that should be a good thing.
The trouble is, though, I think it's harder for us being... Because we're pushing... Or me personally, because I'm not MMO anyway. You are. So you understand it more than me. But pushing through a game style and story they don't like anyway, whereas the people that like Final Fantasy will probably vibe with that a lot more. I like my MMOs or fantasy games with orcs and goblins and elves and all that sort of traditional stuff, where these have got humans, little tiny humans, and people with cat ears, and then the massive blue guys or whatever they are, and that was it. I like my, there's no orcs, there's no, and I like all that sort of stuff. There's none of that. So whilst I think the game's all right and I can see why people like it, it's harder for us to get through that slog because that's not our jam.
What a fucking slog.
And it is a slog. And we nearly got there as well, which is the most painful part.
We did nearly get there, and it was just too much hatred. Too much.
But I'm sorry, Sam. I might go back to it, but it's more likely I'll bring it back to
us. He's never going back. You don't need to bring that back to me. I promise you that you can bin that, do whatever you want with it. I genuinely don't care about that game whatsoever.
I'll put it in a box and it'll keep it warm for you.
Keep it as a fucking relic. It's of no benefit to me whatsoever.
So, yeah, sorry about that, Sam. I might go back to it, mate, but right now it just
gives
me...
He's not. He's dripping honey down in your ears, Sam. He is not going back to this game.
Just give me... My eyes were flickering. I was like, I can't handle this no more.
There's just no chance whatsoever.
It must be bad if I'm skipping cutscenes and dialogue, because I don't do that ever.
Mm.
You know, I'm investment number 10. I'm headphones on, music up. I'm listening to everything, trying to absorb what's going on. I could not have been less interested. And that's, you know... Sorry, Sam. That's not your fault. It's my bad, but I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's all you can ask for.
Now we can make you play a game.
Since we've both done it. I don't know if there will be that many games that he hasn't fucking played that we have.
Play FIFA 2006. Get the platinum.
And then see what that's like.
Yeah, just for bands.
Get back to
just
us.
Just named a random FIFA.
I threw in more hours into Death Stranding, as is my weekly homework. Kind of the only thing that I actually sunk hours into this week. I've just been fucking busy and tired. And still fun. Still very fun. I've got my motorbike. I'm whizzing around on that. Did I get fucking swallowed the first time?
Nah.
Well, I did this time. The whales, whatever the fuck happens there. I was trying to avoid these BTs. Basically, I got to the unit where the motorbike is, but I hadn't unlocked the generator yet, so I couldn't charge the thing up. Had to head over to like some science lab thing with a load of shit. I was fucking stacked up high, man. I was wobbling all over the fucking gaff. It made me walk through a forest, and when you get to the forest, it's like crazy windy. And there was just BTs everywhere. It was quite a distance, and I just knew the minute I saw the fucking the root line go through a channel of forest, I was like, well, I'm obviously going to get fucking clobbered there.
I must ask, are you playing Death Stranding Director's Cut or Death Stranding? Do you know? Because I didn't realise that the Director's Cut is like a completely different game. It's the same game, but there's so much more in it. It's mental.
I'm playing the Director's Cut.
Yeah, so apparently I watched a video the other day because I didn't know it was even a thing. And they're like, if you're going to play this, you can't play the other one. It's night and day. Like quality of life improvements, obviously just general updates, and like the equipment that's added in it. It's like a completely different game. So there might be stuff that I don't even know.
Yeah, because I believe... I had the PS4 version, and then for an extra tenner, you could upgrade to the PS5 version, and I believe that gave you the Director's Cut, and that is what I'm playing. But yeah, I headed into that forest, And then sure enough, loads of fucking BTs have popped up everywhere. Weird ghost people hanging about. And I was avoiding them like the fucking plague, and I was doing decent with it. But they were just everywhere, man. I'm pretty sure it was intended for me to get into some form of combat, because I just could not avoid them. And then sure enough, one of them grabbed hold of me, and I couldn't bat the hands away quick enough. And then I was swallowed, and then all of a sudden everything's just fucking turned black. And then there's this fucking whale swimming around trying to eat me. And then like rocks flying up into the air, and I can climb them to fucking get away from the whale. And I was like, the only reason I sort of know what's going on is because we'd spoken about it. I was like, if I was completely fresh to this, I was like, I ain't got a fucking clue what is going on. And it took me a good sort of like 20 seconds of panic in this black water to realise that all you've got to do is get out of it. It's just run away from it, which is exactly what I did. I'm playing the director's cut, yeah. But what I was fuming because I had all this shit, and it was degrading because of the time fall, which was very annoying. And I was maybe like 400 meters, which in game terms is maybe like a fucking 30-second walk from where I needed to be. And then yeah, sure enough, this whale pops up, hit me and knocked all my shit flying. Everything just spread out fucking everywhere. I was fuming. And then I was like, well, I could see the ring had an area. So I was like, I'll get past that and see what happens. And then I got out of that. And then sure enough, it all fucking disappears and everyone's all happy and lovely. So I went back to my stuff, which was then fucked. I then had to, because you got that repair spray. And I didn't realise that can you use it while you've got all your gear on?
Yeah.
How?
Well, I don't know. I know you can because you can...
Well, I need to learn how, because I had to take all my shit off and spray it on the floor.
Well, maybe. All I know is that there's an option that you can face it backwards. So you can, while you're walking, you can just turn it round and it'll just go tsh on his back.
Oh, I'm going to have to learn, see about that. Because I took all my gear off and had to spray it all individually, put that back on, delivered whatever the fuck I needed to deliver. Another like a chiral link was then done. I've now added someone else to the chiral network. And then I think like as a reward or whatever, I got the blueprint to make a generator, which obviously recharges shit. So I then went back, got the motorbike, recharged stuff. I was like, this is much easier. I got some fucking laser gun where I can stun people.
Yeah, see, I don't think that's in the normal game.
Oh, I got a gun that can stun people, basically.
It might have been.
It's a big old like laser fucking machine gun thing. And it's going... And then just fucking incapacitates everyone. So that was quite fun. Because I had a quest to basically test that out. And it's fine, but I get what you mean when you say like the game is not designed around combat. It just isn't. I've got a grenade with my poo in it.
I've got
like a poo grenade that I can throw at BTs.
I forgot about that.
I forgot I had that as well, so I haven't used that. Finally... hit a point where I'm now able to carry more shit. I got like the exo leg thingies. They're quite cool. I like them. And then I didn't realise that the... I can't remember what they're called. Like these weird crystals that you can pick up. And if you get 1,000 of them, or like whatever the weight is...
Or something, does it?
It makes you lighter because they like levitate or something.
Right.
So I got my motorbike. Was fucking around with that. And then now... I can't remember what it was. I've got like, the guy said it's like the longest delivery that I've ever been given is what I now need to do.
Delivering to Hartman or something like that.
Some shit like that, which seems quite cool. Yeah, man, it's still going pretty well.
Good, man. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I wish I had that level of enjoyment with it. And I'm hoping... the director's cut is just a different experience. I'm also hoping that Death Stranding 2 is going to have the Kingdom Come Deliverance treatment, where like Kingdom Come Deliverance 1, Death Stranding 1, they were received well. Nothing major. They're well. Like 7s, 8s, you know, they're okay games. And then KCD2 just went... It had a vision, and it didn't deviate from that vision. It expanded on everything. And made everything like amazing, and I'm hoping that's what they'll do with this.
I'm excited for it because obviously in Death Stranding 2, you see that there's like a little kid, which is obviously your fucking BB. is the link that I would make there, that somehow you've, or is it? I don't know, because
be careful, because it is Kojima. Now let me just tell you a little story about what Kojima did when I was young. Metal Gear Solid 1 came out on the PlayStation. Absolutely mental game. Everyone loved it. It was like just critically acclaimed across the board. And then Metal Gear Solid 2 was announced, and then it was just more of the same, but bigger and better, and bang, bang, bang. All the trailers are coming out. Solid Snake sneaking around in boxes, doing rah, rah, rah. And then the game comes out, and you start, and you're Solid Snake, blah, 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 on a ship, do this thing, and then the ship goes down, Solid Snake drowns, or goes under the water, shall we say, and then bang, you play the game as a completely different character. And everyone was like, what? What?
Well, they killed him.
So that went, no, they didn't, but you still play the game as a whole different character, and all the trailers, all the marketing, this geezer was never mentioned once, it was all Snake. So when, you know, imagine doing that now, like you're talking about The Last of Us, Joel and Ellie kind of levels of...
Oh,
like,
you'd lose your shit, wouldn't you?
What have you done to, like, a beloved character? And don't get me wrong, he's still in it and he's still sick and blah, 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 blah. But he is like, and you know, I've told you before, put your control in a different control port. He is like break the fourth wall genius, one of the most amazing developers of all time. So yeah, that is what naturally everyone's presumption would go to. So that's probably why it isn't. But yeah, I agree. I think it is, but it's Kojima, man. So you can never be sure.
It's exciting. It's a slow burner for me, which I'm quite enjoying. I'm enjoying the game whilst I'm playing it, and I'm getting excited to play it whilst I'm not playing it, but not to a level where I feel like I need to keep fucking. Like, I just want to constantly play it. I'm quite happy maybe jumping on it like once or twice a week for a couple of hours, and then that's it. So I only played it once last week, and that was on Sunday, I think, just threw a couple of hours in, like two, maybe 3 hours in, and that was enough for me. After that, I was like, all right, yeah, sweet, I'm done for a minute. So it's just going to be one of those types, but yeah, still having a good time of it, which is decent.
Yeah, I think that was your plan anyway, so nothing's changed in that respect.
Yeah.
I actually booted up the old girl this week. Steam Deck came out. Booted her up, done all the updates, played a couple of hours of, probably played less than an hour of Deep Rock Galactic, but the, you know, roguelike kind of one. But I was ill, so I was just looking for a fix of something. Couldn't really take over the telly. I was just looking for it, just thinking, what an amazing, marvellous piece of kit. And then I put it back in this box.
Yeah.
And that's just probably what's going to keep happening. Yeah.
It's terrible, isn't it? Yeah. Isn't that weird?
I don't know why I do it.
Everything's at your fingertips and you just go, nah.
I just like having it, man. I just like having it.
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those FOMO things, isn't it? You go, right, I've got that, but thanks very much.
The thing
See
is,
you later.
For me, it's like I've never really been on Steam, so there's always been games and it's like, coming to Steam, early access. I'm like, fuck's sake, you can't play. So the Steam Deck does give me the advantage of buying things early, like Hades 2 I love. That's in early access. I'll probably boot that out tonight, or I'll play Baldur's Gate. I tell you what, I'm not playing Grand Blue.
Yeah, Grand Blue Fantasy is not getting a fucking look in at all.
But yeah, other than that, I played Baldur's Gate again this week, because I done when on my first playthrough, I'd done Act 1. I'd done, as far as I know, everything I possibly could in Act 1. And then when I got to Act 2, it was all like dark and dreary and you needed a lantern around you at all times. And I was like, fuck this, I hate this. And I just beelined the main story in that zone. So when I got to Act 3, I feel like there's a lot of stuff that I missed or couldn't do because I was severely underleveled. This like Act 2 is going to be like a whole new game for me.
Yeah.
Bits I've never even seen. So yeah, I'm looking forward to smashing through that. And the game's completely different anyway. I'm playing as a different character, a different race, playing the Dark Urge path, which is mental. Just rest and then I wake up and I've slaughtered people in my sleep. And that is weird. It's crazy, man. Game's mental, absolutely mental. Best game ever, obviously. That's all I've done, really. I've been ill, though, so.
Didn't No Man's Sky come out with a fat update?
Yeah, some archaeological update.
Yeah, like Lost Titan type shit.
You can create your own like museum of dinosaur bones and shit, fossils and.
I feel like it would be crazy to jump in that game now because of the last time that I played it. Everything is just, I was fucking obsessed with that game. Obsessed with it. You remember my fleet, man? Yeah. I had that fucking massive ship and like
an armada.
I absolutely loved having a fleet, like calling in your fucking call, and then everything just fucking spawns in like 5 seconds later, and it's just a whole like mini empire of ships. And for some reason, like even though they didn't do anything unless you sent them out on missions, I felt like safe. I don't know why, like flying into my fucking hangar and then there's just like loads of, and then getting the living ships and all, and going through all the fucking rigmarole, sorting that out. That was good fun, man. Fucking loved it.
Be another 100 hours in there if you want it now.
I wonder, because what I was playing that on PlayStation, wasn't I?
Yeah.
I wonder if I could see how many fucking hours that I put into that. Do you just search it?
No, I think you have to go on your game library.
No Man's Sky. Let me have a look. Well, I've already got it. And why won't you just show me? I just wanted to see if it fucking, if it would show me.
I don't know if it shows you on the app.
Well, you just, it does.
Does it?
Well, if it's in your recently played.
Oh, right.
Is it going to do me like that where it doesn't fucking...
Well, I'm on recently played games and I can't see my played.
No Man's Sky. No, yeah, it ain't going to fucking show me. That's pathetic. Pathetic behaviour. I just wanted to see.
Well, they're not letting you, bruv.
Hundreds of hours either way. It gave me a little buzz that I can't wait for Light No Fire.
Oh, yeah, same.
That's going to be so fucking... That's going to be good, that. But still... Very, very little information on that.
By little, you mean none?
Yes. Yes, a trailer, and then that is basically it. there's fucking literally nothing, and it's so annoying because I really want to see the main premise of it, because it kind of looks a bit like Enshrouded meets Ark, obviously thrown in with system of No Man's Sky. I'm watching the trailer now. Oh, the nostalgia from just fucking seeing the trailer of it and the little bunny people that you can be and all that weird shit. And then there's fucking kingfishers that are flying around. I want it. I want to be a part of it. And it's just fucking infuriating that there's just nothing here, man. Release date, nothing. Oh, God. It's a game about adventure, building, survival, and expert. It's one of the only survival types that I will really get along with. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes, you will. I really want to buy Rise of the Ronin, and I've got it on my wish list, but I refuse to pay the price. Well.
We're going back to that, yeah?
Yeah, well, that's what I want. It's on my wish list, man, but I'm not paying 70 bones for it. Do you know what I mean? It's just not happening.
70 quid?
£69.99, baby.
There's no fucking chance. Still got their mixed reviews, though. I mean, that is on... Oh, yeah, because we looked at this last time and it was just fucking optimization issues, wasn't it, on PC?
Well, a lot of people are playing it now and what's the word? Gushing over it.
What, you're telling me that... Is that off the back of... I mean, Assassin's Creed Shadows is doing really well.
It's selling well, but I don't think... I still see a lot of discourse on it. People are not happy. People are happy.
Mm.
It's I think that's just Assassin's Creed for the eternity now. Like, you're always going to be split. Some people are going to love it, some people are going to hate it.
Yeah, agreed.
If we both had an Assassin's Creed game, say Assassin's Creed Shadows, and it was what you wanted, create your own character, players one, perfect game, and there was no Animus, I would love it. You would prefer the Animus.
I want the Animus, yeah.
So it's split regardless, because they at this point you just need to make two separate.
Why don't
titles. You
buy Rise of the Ronin off of eBay?
Because I'm just impatient, and then when I want it now.
Yeah, but you could have it now.
No, I have it tomorrow.
Yeah, but
that's too long.
Yeah, but if you were to buy it now,
yeah,
then you would have it by the time. Like, I know what you mean. You want it instantly, but by the time it rocks up, you've got no choice but to wait anyway. So, no. Like, you could get it on eBay now for £30.
Yeah, and I can get it on PlayStation Store. 70, and I've got it now.
That's mental, isn't it, that is 70 quid on PlayStation Switch.
This is a pro tip for anyone that does what I do, yeah? Wishlisting shit. Because I've got Rise of the Ronin wishlisted on my PlayStation account. Season 9.99, Rise of the Ronin. But I also have Rise of the Ronin, the Digital Deluxe Edition, mm-hmm. wishlisted on my PlayStation account, and that's £52.79.
Nice.
34% off of the original £80 asking price. So, you know, I'm more willing to pay that than I am the 70 quid for the shit. But yeah, I don't know. I'm waiting on that. I'm sitting on it. I've got other stuff to do, man. My gaming habits, I must say, have changed over the...
You reckon?
Yes, for sure. Because the old me, bang, I'd have had AC Yellows. I'd have had that before any reviews came out. I'd have pre-ordered the shit out of it. I can't think off the top of my head, but there's been a lot of games. Veilguard, I would have pre-ordered mm-hmm. that. All these games, man, I would have just been on them just because I just like get excited at new games, new experiences. But now I'm like, I sit on them, man, and I'm like, no, I'll put them on my wish list and I'll wait for sales because I've got Baldur's Gate, bro. That game keep me entertained forever.
Well, we've been over it before. It's just fucking expensive, man.
Well, it is expensive.
It's a lot of dough.
The price that games go down to, I mean, I wish this did Veilguard and then it come out as a PlayStation Plus game like 3 months later. Come on.
Mm, mm.
I would be fuming if I'd paid full price for that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So, you'd almost feel like in entitled to a fucking... compensation off of that.
Yeah,
if you buy a game full price and it's from the PlayStation store, I want compensation of if you're throwing it for free in 3 months.
Yeah,
please.
It's dirty behavior, but they needed to get them players up, man. So yeah, I quite often just sit on games now and wait, at least wait for reviews. And it also helps that back in the day, if I wanted a game, I'd be like, if I really wanted it, I'd take a day off. I'd go down and buy it physical. I was always physical.
Mm, mm.
Where now, as I'm like, right, well, I'll just download it. So it's already downloaded, ready to go when I get in from work because I've pre-ordered it. Rah rah rah.
Thing is, man, like you got fucking things like Game Pass and all. I'm just having a quick look to see that Atom 4. I want to try.
Yeah, that looks good.
It looks good, but I also saw that it's got some jankiness to it. It's got mostly positive reviews. Sort of like Fallout styled developer and publishers of Rebellion. I've never heard of them.
Fallout in London or England by the looks of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's a nuclear disaster has left an area of Britain in tatters. Atom 4, a new survival action game. We'll see you explore, scavenge, craft, barter, and fight your way through beautifully recreated scenery in search of answers. And someone said a little over 8 hours of gameplay
What's happened?
A little over 8 hours of gameplay to beat the game is kind of sad.
Oh, that's pathetic.
8 hours? No, I'm not going to do the other endings. The mystery was good in the beginning. Now there's no reason to go back and do the other endings. I'm just going to watch them. If you're interested in this game, just wait for it to go on sale. Yeah, it's not a bad game, but somehow very bland. Tries to be Fallout in some places, Stalker in others. Stalker?
Sick game.
Forgot about that. Poor man's Bioshock when it comes to equipment. Weapon variety is okay, but there are no real upgrades to them, just some better visuals and basic stat increases. Story is bland. Multiple choices really only matter once you get to the end of the game. You can do all arcs without losing access to others for most of the game. Factions are extremely bland. All roaming factions / enemies are just primitive raiders, basic Fallout raiders, Enclave but British and with less power, and totally not just feral ghouls, we promise.
Let me guess, all the raiders go, "Oi, what the bloody hell are you doing?"
I hate that when you have like an English adaptation of something and it's always that, isn't it? Yeah. Fucking, "All right, governor."
Yeah.
You go, no, let's have some fucking different shit in there. I mean, I feel like, I want to say that I heard a lot of northern accents in the trailer for this.
Yeah,
I want to say that.
Games that have English people, they tend to either have that, "All right, governor, how you doing, sunshine?" Or they have the northern, like,
hey,
John Snow accent, kind of gritty northern. Yeah, there's never just a normal English geezer. You don't get no Essex boys in there.
No, definitely not.
"All right, geezer, how you doing, me old guy?"
It's been a long old time since I actually looked on on Game Pass to see if there was anything decent. Because with Assassin's Creed Shadows, if you wanted to play it on PC, it would only cost you £15 because you just go through Ubisoft Connect. But then you've got to play it on PC.
Yeah.
And I don't want to play it on PC.
Yeah. They announced Indiana Jones coming to PlayStation in a couple of weeks. Yeah.
Did we... We kind of knew that was going to happen, though.
Yeah, yeah. I think Starfield will be eventually as well.
Yeah.
I think they're all coming, man. Xbox are just folding in that respect and just been like, we'll just play our system, then don't worry about the games.
Well, the thing is, man, is I wouldn't even say that it's folding. I think it's just smart business. You go, I've released this game. If anything, it's the more mature thing to do.
Because they're failing. They have no option. The people don't buy their console
But PlayStation aren't doing much fucking better in terms of actual, like...
I don't
games
know.
That they're coming
have
out
a,
with.
Have a look at PlayStation 5 sales compared to Xbox.
Oh yeah, no,
sales.
So
hardware wise, they may as well just buy.
They're more or less the same shit.
If you're going to do flagship games like Starfield, Indiana Jones, and the like, and then just sell them on Xbox, if your Xboxes aren't selling, them games aren't selling. So fucking get them out on other consoles. Because I'll probably buy Indiana Jones. I won't buy it full price because I've changed.
Mm.
But I'll play that eventually. But I would not go and buy Xbox to play that. I will never do that again for Xbox. Dead to me. I will buy a Nintendo Switch 2, though, I think. Did you see the Nintendo Switch Direct?
No, when was that?
Yesterday.
Oh, yeah, no, I missed it.
Go
on, then. Give us some...
No, this one's just for Nintendo Switch 1. The Nintendo Switch 2 Direct is actually next week, which is spicy. They've announced, I don't know, but just typical Nintendo games, really. Nothing that really speaks to me.
Mm.
But they have... created a new feature called virtual game cards.
What's that?
I don't really know.
Let me Google it then.
I do know, but it's still very confusing. So if you've got a Switch and I've got a Switch, I can lend you a game, but I haven't got that game while you're playing it, if you know what I mean. So I've lent you my virtual game card. So it's like I've took the game out of my system and put it in your system.
So, virtual game card for Switch and Switch 2. Purchase a digital game and load it as a digital game card. Load a digital game card on a second system, up to two systems. Lend out games to Switch family group members via local wireless. Available in system update in April. I'm going to imagine local wireless is maybe in like the same country.
I'd imagine imagine if we're just sitting here, I can send it to you.
Note that there has to be some sort of physical handshake with the other console at least once before. So if you have multiple consoles in the same house or family nearby, it shouldn't be an issue. But if you have someone living in the East Coast of the US and you're on the West, then you won't be able to do this. So it would basically be you'd have to come here and then interact, whatever, and then... I mean, Microsoft have been doing that for a while.
Yeah,
Share.
It's Nintendo, man. I feel like they're innovative, and they're always also a little bit behind.
Yeah, but that's not innovation. It's cool. Don't get me wrong. That is cool. But what does that mean? You then buy the game. I don't have to fucking buy it because you can share it to me, like game share, basically.
Well, no, I can lend it to you, but I can't play it.
So it's nothing like game share then.
I can while you're playing the game, I have no access to it. It's like that's what I said. It is. They gave an example of, or someone did, if it wasn't them. The physical game is in your Switch. You've took that physical game out of your Switch and put it in yours. So there, I can no longer play it because it's not in mine. And then when you give that back, then I can play it. You feels me?
That will let players share their digital games with another console or family group members in the same way they might swap a physical cartridge. Yeah, exactly what you've just said. Here's how it works. Once the feature becomes available, any digital purchases made will be added to the associated Switch as a virtual game card by default. Any registered users on the main console can play the game just as they would with any other digital purchase, but there's obviously more to it than that. Virtual game cards are managed on a separate screen, with players able to choose whether they're considered loaded or ejected. An ejected virtual game card can firstly be played on a second Switch that's owned by the same main account holder. With users able to freely eject and load cartridges between up to two owned machines. Nintendo notes local communication with the other console is required to enable the feature for the first time. It's that bit. Local communication. I don't know how local you're talking. Are you talking in the same on the same Wi-Fi network? Or
I would imagine. So local play normally means...
Means local, as in fucking next to each other.
Yeah, sitting on the same couch playing couch cop.
However, virtual game cards can also be lent to anyone within a Nintendo account family group, which can support up to 8 Nintendo account users. Again, this initially requires the lending user to connect to the family group member's console locally, after which it's simply a case of choosing the title being lent. So, yeah, so I would imagine you'd be able to connect as a family and then fuck off. And then you can... Only one game at a time can be lent to each member within a family group and for a total of 14 days. After the 2 weeks comes to an end, a virtual game card will be automatically returned to its original owner. Expect the virtual game card system to feature in much the same way on Switch 2. Now, you fucking watch. You watch this, Prince Among Men, right? Here's the virtual card. 14 days and I have that game back, please. For an extra £2 a month, we'll extend that to 60 days. Or, for £5, you can have it indefinitely.
I don't know if it says it there, but I presume that after 14 days, you can just send it back to them if you want. It's just a way of me not giving you a game you can keep forever after I've played it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's also a way to introduce another tiny microtransaction. Possibly. To extend that. Much like how you pay for Amazon Prime, get the video with it, and then for an extra £2.99, you can get rid of the ads when there were no ads, but now there's suddenly ads.
Almost like when I bought my Kindle, my reading system.
Mm.
Cost me like £30 to get the Kindle that has no ads on the screen.
Yeah, no ads, please.
I'm trying to read. I don't want fucking adverts popping up.
Yeah, thank you very much. Or the sneaky fuckers where everything's fucking housebound.
Mm-hmm.
So like, yeah. Netflix and all of that is fucking, is it knows. Yeah. Like now we can't watch Netflix and shit because it knows that we ain't fucking living in the same place where we were. Pathetic behaviour. It's interesting. It's cool.
Something that Steph will thoroughly enjoy though.
Yeah, I think it's decent because obviously Steph's got two Switches. We're definitely going to end up getting the Switch 2. You can't not.
That's not what I meant. But something that Steph is going to enjoy is they've released an app as well. Oh. So it's a Nintendo app you can download now. And every single day they post stuff on there about games, new games, rah, 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 rah. Every day up until Nintendo Switch 2 comes out, they're going to be releasing Nintendo Switch 2 news. But what I am getting to is today... They announced on there a Zelda live action film coming next year.
Oh, very cool.
Yes.
That is very cool.
So
My Nintendo.
I believe that is the name.
Is that what it's called? Is it? Have you got it?
No. I didn't look at it. I just watched the direct. But yeah, so they've made a big announcement on there today that the Zelda film or a live action film Zelda film will be out next year. Kind of big news.
My Nintendo is not in the West.
Of course,
Nintendo's new app gave us another look at the. Do we get access to it?
We will eventually.
Confirmation comes. Blah 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 blah. Be aware of this hub. Blah blah blah. But the big news, yeah, literally, are you sure you didn't write these fucking articles? Because it's just saying the same shit that you've literally just fucking said. Nintendo and Sony Pictures first made the massive announcement about a live-action Legend of Zelda in November 2023. Yeah, cool. And then, yeah, there's an app, blah, blah, blah.
Who the fuck is going to play Link?
Hold on.
Oh, is it actually the name?
Wes Ball, the Legend of Zelda movie in a... With Wes Ball, the Maze Runner, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, set to direct, and Avi Arad and Nintendo's Shigeru Miyamoto producing. We know next to nothing about the movie itself, though. Ball has said he wants it to be live-action Miyazaki, referencing beloved filmmaker...
Miyazaki?
Yeah.
The Elden Ring man.
I would imagine so. Hayao Miyazaki. I'll copy that. The director of Studio Ghibli and creator of myriad anime classics such as My Neighbor Totoro, Howl's Moving Castle, and Spirited Away. Ball still plans still plans for the Zelda movie to be a serious adaptation that feels real and has made clear he doesn't intend to use so much motion capture in the grounded film.
Have you seen Spirited Away?
No, mate.
Oh,
no.
Sick. Very good film. Very weird.
Miyazaki. I mean, I don't know anything about this person, so forgive me if anyone's listening. I sound very like ungrateful as to who this person is. I'm sure they're fantastic. But it's a Japanese animator, filmmaker, and manga artist. He co-founded Studio Ghibli and serves as its honorary chairman.
So he's not the Miyazaki that I know.
No, but I'm sure in that world, he is top tier. But yeah, there's no info yet as to who would. I don't know who you would have casting as.
Well, this is what I mean. Who the fuck come out with Jason Statham or Chris Pratt?
Chris Pratt. I swear to God, that's what I would find annoying is when you get gaming adaptations like that when they turn them live action, but then you get not non-serious actors, but really high end, like you've seen them before. They're quite comedic type. Because
Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen.
I just feel like it kind of pulls away. I feel like with that kind of shit, you want not unknown actors, but a little bit.
I think you have to go unknown with something like that because he's going to have long hair and big ears. You can't go and stick elf ears on Jason Statham and long hair.
No.
So
no,
it has to be
can't.
A geezer that looks the part. Do you know what I mean? Oh, just give it to fucking...
But I mean, fucking World of
Warcraft... Just give it to Henry Cavill. World just give everything to Henry Cavill.
World of Warcraft had fucking Ragnar in it.
Did it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
So...
that good film?
I really liked it. Yeah. I reckon you would like it, yeah.
Yeah, I reckon I would.
You would like it.
I did watch a film this week. I'll talk about it on the Patreon, though.
Go for it. Right, yeah, no, there's nothing else. So, hopefully... when is that next weekend?
What?
The Nintendo...
Yeah, no, next week. I think they said second, I believe. And that's going to be all Switch 2 stuff, so I presume Switch 2 games, rah, rah, rah.
Nintendo Direct.
Hopefully a fucking release date.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I can't fucking... Obviously, it's not going to tell me straight away, is it? All right. Yeah, sweet. So hopefully we'll have a little bit more info on that when we go back next week. Oh, it would have helped. I took Nintendo.
2nd of April.
2nd of April. There you go.
Wednesday, April the 2nd at 2 o'clock UK time.
So we'll be able to fucking talk about that next week.
Oh,
go
yeah.
Right. We're going to go and do the Patreon now then. Sweet. Find out about Ash's movie.
Yeah, love you.
See you later, everyone. Uru.
Uru.